We know for sure that the export earnings that Queensland as a state lost due to those 2010-11 floods were to the order of $2 billion. It's enormous. And having said that, very minimal research being done here, I don't think the government really understands how to deal better with these situations. There are a zillion mining companies in Bowen Basin. So there's this issue of cumulative impacts also arising.
So this would be a cumulative thing. There might be issues with tailings dams, issues with closing the mine, not having workers come in and extracting the coal, for example, infrastructure damage and rail damage as well.
Rail damage,
so,
yes.
So this is because of these flood events that has occurred. How would this be prevented, though?
There needs to be better planning, just simply, plainly. There needs to be better coordination, better integration between what the local governments are planning, what the state governments are, the policies that the state government is coming up with, and the mining industry. There needs to be a better integration of those objectives. There has to be a recognition that we are all together dealing with a common concern here. You know, mining pits being impacted is not alone a mining company concern. It is as much a concern for communities living further downstream. It's a coordinated, concerted effort that needs to go in from all stakeholders. So all these stakeholders really, really need to come together to then devise a strategy to put actions in plan on how to go about.
What would be an example of some actions that need to be taken at mines to prevent further losses as a result of natural disasters?
First of all, mining industry itself, it has a very quick staff turnover. It has a very short-lived organization memory. Mining industries, on their parts, need to have a plan in place, which is based on systemic learning, as we call it in academic parlance, which is to keep a record of the previous events, all extreme events, how those events unfolded. What did the mining companies do? What worked? What did not work? There needs to be a clear consolidation of those.
And there's not really that at the moment?
No. Well, there's things happening in bits and pieces. It's very sporadic, very random. And it's in the immediate aftermath of the event. And then as the events get farther and farther away, the memory is lost, or the effort to maintain that memory, weakens. And therefore, there needs to be a consolidated effort within the mining industry also. They need to constantly be able to ensure ongoing monitoring and feedback, and then closing the loop, what worked, what did not work. That's currently missing. There is sporadic learning, there is random bits and pieces picked up here and there, but there's no systematic protocol. The other more very important issue that we could help the mining company and the state governments understand is that understanding the local and regional context is very important. The same mining company will have a million operations, but it's not necessary that all operations would be impacted similarly. Every operation would be impacted in a different way, and that is owing to a different basin hydrology, different spatial geographic location. So it's important for the state government to not have the same blanket set of rules for every mining operation in the Bowen Basin, or for that matter, anywhere else in Australia. The local and regional context needs to be put really in place.